How do you guys want to do this? Do you guys want pictures individually or just one picture at the end? One picture at the end? Okay. Clifford Lewis, 5 years. Come on up and get it. And then just kind of...
Just stay there.
Yeah, just scoot over. Terry Jones, 5 years. Derek O. Rance. Derek O. Rance, 5 years. Not here. Theodore Langley, 5 years. Is Paul here?
Shuttle.
They're having issues in the jail.
Those are
and then
housekeeping.
Yeah, and then there's Reba Roberts.
No.
And then Reba Roberts is 5 years.
I'm just trying to keep those that aren't here.
5 years. Does anybody have a camera? Thanks, Devin. You're going to be our official photographer.
Mess up.
I think it's back.
Yes, it should have been. Got thrown. He's junior.
I know. Cool.
Yeah.
So you've already gotten your 5 years.
I think so.
Yeah.
Are we good? I won't get the middle. Get closer. There we go. All right. That's better. So... 10 year, you got Chris Eckhoff, Doug Hirsch, Miss Monaco, and Shanna Tilly.
Tyson's not here. 15 years,
you got Tyson Blevins, who's not here.
You have Sean McKinley.
He's I don't see Sean here.
Doug Hodges.
Yep, that's on Doug over there. And Sarah Case. I don't see Sarah Case. There you go,
all right. 20 years. 20 years. Bridget Collins.
Tom Kerr.
Tom Kerr. Biggs. I don't see in here.
And then 30 years. I know you're that old.
Melanie Smith.
Start when you're 12.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You don't have to take one.
Yeah.
You want to go through them? Figure out.
Richie.
What's this working today?
He's with him.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 469-838 through 469-975, warrants 8030, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes. November 28, 2022, and executive session minutes for November 26, 2022.
Move to approve the executive session minutes for November
26,
2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You said you don't have the 28th or the 26th meeting, right?
26th with the executive.
So we just have the 28th.
Pardon?
We have the November 28th regular session minutes. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Move to approve the regular session minutes for November 28th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that said, as noted on them, under accounts.
We didn't have, on the executive, we didn't have, that was a Saturday. So it should have been November 28th for executive session minutes. That's what was throwing me off. So I think it just needs to be labeled correctly and then
as corrected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the executive session minutes as corrected with the date of November 28th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
On the regular session minutes, it was noted that, and we approved them because they were correct, last week on the approval of the minutes, what was approved for executive was November 17th, and it should have been the 7th. She mentioned it, and I went back and listened, and what happened when you made the motion, the speaker kind of made a loud noise and everything. When you repeated it, it was on the 17th. So do we need to approve the November 7th executive session minutes?
Okay. Do what? Do we have them in paper in front of us?
Last week. Well, that's what I had said. We should have them in front of us, and
yeah,
I don't see them.
I think we probably need, if then there's an issue with them, we need to look at it and bring it up on the agenda for next week.
Next week we'll need the executive for the 7th.
Anything further on the minutes?
No, thank you.
Moving on down the agenda, approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Form 4379.
Good morning.
Morning.
Form 4379 is a request for information or audit of local sales and use tax records. We use this in our office for distributing. Here's a copy for you. And a copy for you. We use these records for distributing the tips. I have the original here for Mr. Schofield to sign, if you all agree with me to sign it.
We're not adding anybody to this list, correct?
This is the same that was added last year.
Do we typically do this every year? I thought
we do this every year.
Yeah.
I thought it was only when we added somebody.
No.
No, we have to do it every year.
What's that?
Donna has been removed from it since she's no longer going to be the clerk.
And this is effective January 1st then?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
I see the date says December 5th.
So
do
we want to...
Today we're signing it.
Move to approve form 4379 and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign on behalf of the commission.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Oh, I got two of them.
I didn't see an effective date on it. I don't think it has one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning, I'm going to start with the erroneous assessments, which is real estate. The first one is abatement number 213231. The second one is 213232. The first one is an increase in real property. The CWIP value was entered incorrectly, and which is causing it to be an increase. CWIP is one of them terms that I've heard around here many times. I really don't know what it is. The second one is an erroneous assessment. It's decrease in value. Going from $22,670 to $20,390.